Nick DiGilio here. Yeah. We are in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 and hanging out for the first hour of Steve Cochran's show. And what you just heard there was from a band called Out for Hours. Out for Hours. And they're celebrating their new EP release this Saturday, November 8th, at the Metro, one of the best places in the city to see a show. It's an 18-year-over show. It begins at 7 o'clock, and it's this Saturday, November 8th. Outforhours.com is their website. We have a link on our Facebook page. Two members of that band joined me live. In studio, Frankie Monticello and Chris Ulrich are here. Welcome, guys.
What's shaking?
How are you? Good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me, you know, from what I understand, the band got together because of a tornado. There was a tornado incident that happened in Oklahoma. Is that the story?
Yeah, so we showed up in Oklahoma one day, and we brought the tornado with us, and we just tore it up. What ended up happening was Chris and my wife now were part of this group that would go do mission work around the country. And after those tornadoes happened, I went with my wife to do some of this work, and Chris was on the same trip, and I brought my guitar. And I guess from there we kind of linked up, and it was like, hey, we found out we had a lot of common interest in music. It started
playing in the evenings and... you know, tinkering around a little bit.
Yeah.
Playing for some of the people that also went to help aid the victim.
How long did you guys do this mission work? That's really commendable of you guys, too. And it's weird that musicians would do that.
Yeah. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
We were young and impressionable. We didn't know what we were doing.
I wouldn't consider myself a musician at that point.
Yeah.
Nor do I now, necessarily. But,
yeah.
No, you know what? That was something, actually, I was doing every summer for about 8 years.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, and then and as Frankie said, his wife would be there, and she did it as well for a while, and then those two started seeing each other, and that's how we really connected.
Oh, that's great. Now, are you both from Chicago?
Yes.
Birds. Yes, Chicagoland, yeah.
So you met in Oklahoma not knowing that you were both from Chicago? Was that kind of the deal?
Actually, we grew up in the same town, and we knew of each other, sort of.
Okay.
You know,
Where'd you grow up?
Riverside.
Okay.
And we played like ball together when we were really young, but we weren't like close. We weren't friends.
Yeah.
And then the trip, you know, brought us together. And then after college, we decided to get together and just keep the tunes going and started writing them.
And so when did the band officially become Out for Hours?
2004-ish? We started out just us two acoustic playing some tunes. Did we have the name then?
We did not have a name for our band. That was
I remember how the name came about was we were sitting around having some drinks in his apartment, and his roommate got all like jacked up and said, "I'm gonna get you guys a gig." Ran out to the bar, came back like an hour later and said, "I got you a gig, but you don't have a name." Go ahead.
Yeah, at that point we had written a couple songs together, so we just took the first three words of the first song that we ever wrote together, and that's the name of the band.
Then Out for Hours.
Yeah.
I love talking, you know, because we have musicians come in here a lot, you know, and bands and stuff coming in a lot, and I love doing that. I love talking to musicians and having live music in the studio, just something I really, really like, especially, I just think it's so cool in the middle of the night to have some musicians on, you know what I mean, and to have some live music in here. It adds a great flavor to the show, but... It's amazing how many times I've asked bands how they got their name or how they came up with the name and how much it involved booze.
Yeah.
Because, seriously, man, it's like every one of them is like, yeah, we were having some drinks and we couldn't think of a name and blah. And I keep going back to this one example of one of my favorite band names and how it came up was these guys... in this band, they were in the studio and they were talking about how they couldn't come up with a name. And it was just like, it was agonizing. You know, like they're just like, oh God, you know, they would fight about it and blah, 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 would go on and on and on and on. And so finally, they were drinking and they decided they were going to go to Chinatown and get some food. And they jumped on the L and they got to one stop and the stop was Armitage. And they were like, that's it. And then they just named their band Armitage. And I just thought that was, that's one of my favorite stories. Yeah. It's like, that's it, man. Okay, this is an L stop. It's Armitage. It's a street. Yeah. Boom. That's the name of the band.
I'm hungry. Chinese food.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. How many other people in the band? How big's your band?
We're a five piece.
Yeah.
So bass, drums, keys, and
two guitars here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Okay, we're going to hear some live music from you guys in a few minutes.
Awesome.
We've got a break for the news and all that cool stuff. And have you guys ever played the Metro before?
Yes, one other time we played the Metro last winter.
So great, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that.
It's
venue.
Terrific.
Been so, going there since I could go to venues.
It's weird because Joe Shanahan, who runs the Metro, is an amazing dude, and has been on the show many times. I make the mistake of still calling it the Cabaret Metro.
Yeah.
From back in the day, like in the 80s. And he's like, yeah, I can tell how old you are, man. Because you call it the Cabaret Metro. Because I'm all like, yeah, they're playing the Cabaret Metro. And he's like, we haven't been called the Cabaret Metro in years. But I still call it the Cabaret Metro. So anyway, but you guys are playing the Metro, and it's this Saturday night, 3730 North Clark. It's an 18-year-over show, and it begins at 7 o'clock, outforhours.com. Talk more with you guys. We got Chris and Frankie from Out for Hours, and they're going to be coming back. We'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN for the news, and then more. Nick DiGilio here, and the band that you're hearing there is Out for Hours from Chicago, and that's from their EP, Sweet Talk, which is celebrating the release on Saturday, November 8th, this Saturday, at the Metro in Chicago. It's an 18-year-over show. It starts at 7 o'clock, and Frankie Monticella and Chris Ulrich are here from the band Out for Hours. Welcome back, guys.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's each guy tell me your background on when you started playing music. Did it start out as piano lessons that were forced upon you by your parents, or how did you begin to play music or get into it?
Well, with me, I was the third child in the family, two older sisters. They get the piano lessons. I was taking out the garbage and playing T-ball, right?
He's still taking out the girl.
And I wish to this day that my parents made me take piano lessons, so I'd be a better musician. But really, it didn't happen until I was in college. Actually, Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds came out with a dual disc. Yeah. It was Live at Luther College.
It's one of the best, one of my favorite albums of all time. Oh, one of my favorite albums of all time.
No kidding.
No. Seriously. Wow. I mean, right from the One Sweet World, from the opening. Yeah. Forget it, man. It's the best.
But I heard it, and I was like, I want to be able to do that. And then I picked up the guitar, and for the rest of my freshman year of college, I just self-taught. And here we are.
Wow. All right. Cool. All right. I like that story, man. I'm a huge Dave fan. I went to I went to show 36 on July on July 5th.
I'm
a little, but see, I know a lot of people who are like in the 80s and the 100s and stuff like that. And I used to work on the weekends all the time, and every time Dave would come, he'd play the weekends, and so I would miss it. Yeah. So just this past summer, I had vacation time, and I took it, and I went to show 36. Did you guys go? At Northerly. Did you go?
I didn't go to that one.
It was two nights. I only went to one, but the set was amazing. It was just ridiculous. Those guys, seriously, some of the greatest musicians on the planet are in that band.
Absolutely.
I play drums, and Carter Beaufort is the best drummer on the planet.
Oh,
I think he's the best drummer on the planet.
By far.
Yeah, absolutely.
He takes it to a new level.
Oh, my God. And the whole time, he's doing amazing things and just chewing gum, blowing bubbles, smiling. That's always it. He's like the happiest gum-chewing drummer alive who happens to have insane skills.
Oh, yeah.
It's nuts. Okay, what about you?
All right, so my story starts much earlier. Around sixth grade, I joined a Nirvana cover band. And I didn't play guitar then. I was the singer, and this is pre-puberty, so it was more like somebody was scratching across the chalkboard.
What
I sounded like. And my brother had an acoustic guitar, and I would steal away into his room when he wasn't around.
Yeah,
because he'd beat me silly if I found me playing his guitar. But very slowly, I would watch what my buddies were doing, what he was doing, and I actually was able to play a little bit better than he
could. Uh-oh.
And then I had to beg my parents to let me get some lessons. And then that was like by eighth grade, freshman year of high school, I was playing electric guitar.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain had died when I was in eighth grade, unfortunately. So kind of that faded out. And then I played just classic rock and things like that all through high school. And then when I hit college is when Live at Luther came out. And
yeah.
kind of set me. I put the electric.
Same thing happened
down.
To you with you guys. Was both of you guys were inspired by Live at Luther?
Oh, big time! Because I'd never really been an acoustic player. Yeah. Put the electric down as soon as I heard that, and I just learned.
But Tim Reynolds,
all
man, Tim Reynolds is on. He's unbelievable, man.
Yeah. Oh, unreal.
And I think.
Oh, we saw him at Lincoln Hall last time he was.
Solo.
Amazing.
Yeah. He's unbelievable.
Yeah. I think the fact that album came out around the same time where we started kind of playing.
So it was the right timing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but I really, honest to God, I think that's a seminal record. I really do. They've obviously recorded a lot of stuff together, Dave and Tim, and there's a lot of live recordings of that, and they're all good. But that one, for some reason, the Luther College one, there's just something about it that's, and I love listening to everything that Dave does, you know, but that's the deal. That record is the deal, man. Yeah. Every cut on there is phenomenal. It's so ridiculous. Cool. All right, so you mentioned that both of you have older siblings.
Yes.
Okay, and I always ask this when we have like musicians in. I ask if they've had the Almost Famous moment. Now, you guys have seen Almost Famous, I'm assuming.
Yes.
You're musicians; it's required viewing. did you as a kid have the Almost Famous moment, which is when the older sister bestows upon her younger brother the record collection?
I did. I don't know about you.
Yeah, you had that happen? What about you?
No. If anything, I would just steal some of their cassette tapes and listen to it.
What were they listening to at the time?
God. My sister loved, like, Warrant and Skid Row. But other than that, you know, there was a big Madonna phase.
And
I heard enough of that to not steal that. But
well, no, but you did have the record collection. Here, dude, check this out. Your older brother did that to you?
So it was literally sixth grade. My brother's like, you're in sixth grade. You need to listen to music. And I was like, what? And it wasn't records so much as he had a giant CD collection and he could record to cassette tape. So he gave me this one mixtape, and I remember it started off with You Shook Me All Night Long, AC/DC. Had a bunch of U2 on there, like Bryan Adams. This was like early 90s.
Sure.
You know? So, and I remember it was because it was a cassette tape. I never knew how the beginning of You Shook Me All Night Long started, because the beginning of the tape, he just hit record, and it was just like nothing, and then all of a sudden starts in the middle of the song. And I'm like, is this? I just thought that's how the song started.
That's how you thought it started.
Yeah, and I was like, all right.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so that was that.
That's great, man. That's great. All right, listen, why don't you guys grab your guitars?
All right.
And let's hear some music. So they're playing at Frankie and Chris from Out for Hours are playing at the Metro this Saturday, November 8th, and it is outforhours.com is the website. 18 and over show starts at 7 o'clock, and it's celebrating the release of their EP, and the EP is called Sweet Talk. All right, so what are we going to hear, guys?
We're going to do the title track. This is Sweet Talk.
Sweet Talk from the new EP, and this is guys from Out for Hours. Here we go.
This is not the end, it's just beginning. You got me hanging on a word, just say when. You're the sweetest thing I've heard, oh, it's a play on a word. And the taste of your kiss will quench my thirst. Don't stop, listen to your sweet talk. Oh yeah, no way, just tell me that you're okay. Don't stop, listen to your sweet talk. Oh yeah, no way, just tell me that you're okay. Yeah. As I go to rehearse, your words come out and down, they fill my verse. Don't stop, listen to your sweet talk. Oh yeah, no way, just tell me that you're okay. Don't stop, listen to your your sweet talk. Oh yeah, no way, just tell me that you're okay. The night comes calling, I want you near here. When there's nothing left to say, this is what I wanna hear. Don't stop, don't stop, listen to your sweet talk. Oh yeah, no way, just tell me that you're okay. Don't stop, don't stop, listen to your sweet talk. Oh yeah, no way, just tell me that you're okay. Don't stop, listen to your sweet talk. Oh yeah, no way, just tell me that you're okay. Yeah, just tell me that you're okay. Yeah, just tell me that you're okay. Yeah, just tell me that you're okay.
Nice. Really nice, guys. Nice job.
Thank you.
Really good. All right. That's Out for Hours. Frank and Chris are here from the band. They're playing on Saturday at the Metro. tell me about the songwriting process for you guys. Like, for instance, how did that song come about?
That one I just kind of threw together. Sometimes just sitting around, and I just pick up a guitar, and the idea just pops in. Start playing some chords, and I hum a melody, don't necessarily have any words. And
yeah.
I might stick some words that like sound like they fit in there, and I just went with it.
Yeah.
And I just made up the rest around that.
So how does the process work? Does everybody bring something to the table? Is like a chief songwriter or?
Yeah, I mean, Frankie would be the chief songwriter, I'd say. But I think it's typically either myself or him will come up with a riff or something that we find interesting. And then we'll bring it to the whole band and kind of work out the parts.
Yeah.
And it does definitely helps if there's a head start on it, someone's got a melody, something to work around. So if you all come together with, you know, nothing, you're going to come away with probably
an angry drummer.
Yeah.
Drummer, he has no patience. We sit there and like, yeah, let's work on a new tune. He just looks at us like, with that look like he's going to kill us.
Well, all right. So this is Frank and Chris from the band Out for Hours. Guys, hang on. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more and hear another song.
Sure.
Right here on 720 WGN. Gilio here. Hi, everybody. And what you're hearing is a band Out for Hours from their EP Sweet Talk. And they're going to be celebrating the release of that EP this Saturday at the Metro. Great place. And it's this Saturday, November 8th. The show starts at 7. It's an 18 or over show. Outforhours.com is the website. We have a link on our Facebook page. Frankie Monticella and Chris Ulrich are here from the band, and we welcome you guys back. Hi, guys.
Hello.
We have some some texts from listeners. 773 area code says, is it weird to have two brothers in the same band?
Oh.
Do they have any Oasis or Black Crowes moments?
Oh. Interesting question.
Yeah.
Our drummer and our keys player, just to inform you.
Our brothers.
Our brother. Okay. Twin brothers.
Oh, they're twins?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do they ever switch instruments and screw with you guys?
We've actually talked about it, but no.
They should do that, yeah, man. Be, like, why can't you play drums today? What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, I just wonder if they switch wives. Every
Hello. Time.
Oh.
No. So I remember when Oasis and the Black Crowes actually toured together.
Oh, no kidding.
And they called it the Brotherly Love Tour. Now, if they would have put the Kinks in there too, it would have been just a great triple run right there. But are they good? Are they get along all right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
All right. No, good. It adds some extra cohesiveness to
the kind all right. Of so we had, but we didn't have them both in the band from the beginning. So I think it was like we had our drummer. He's the one twin, and the keyboard player's the other. But he linked up maybe 4 or 5 years later.
Okay.
I think he wanted to see how the thing how
Oh,
it went.
Okay. All
and
right.
He's like, hey, can I be in your band?
Yeah. I look just like your drummer.
Yeah.
630 area code says, I love Out for Hours, but I also love Frankie's work with house music.
Oh, man. Oh. So, yeah, you mentioned Joe Shanahan. And Well, below is Smart Bar.
That's right.
And I've been DJing at Smart Bar for years.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah, before I really concentrated on the band, I had a house music label. I've been DJing since the vinyl days.
Wow, man.
Playing house music.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Luther College and then the house stuff. That's all over the map,
it's
man.
Totally two separate sides of the coin.
Clearly.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, I want to ask you guys each two questions.
Uh-oh.
And then grab your guitars and start. And start another song. Okay, first one. Always ask this when musicians are here. First album you ever bought?
First album was probably MC Hammer, but my first rock album was actually Pearl Jam 10, and I think at the same time was Stereo MC's Connected single.
Oh, man.
Okay, what about you?
As ironically, or coincidentally, Pearl Jam 10 and Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Right, okay, 1991, we're talking 1991. Yeah, all right, 90s. First concert.
That I can think of would be Rusted Root at the Aragon and then sometime in the 90s. God.
Rusted Root, okay.
Mine was mid-90s at the World, which is now is a tweeter now.
I don't even know what it is anymore. Keep,
and it was live, PJ Harvey and
Buffalo Tom.
Buffalo Tom, are you there?
Yes, I was. Nice. Buffalo Tom is one of my favorite bands in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And I've become really good friends with Bill Janovitz.
No kidding.
He actually wrote music for a play I wrote and directed.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Impressive.
My mind was blown. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Buffalo Tom, man, please.
Buffalo Tom. Late at night.
Oh, come on, man. That's one of my favorite bands of all time. All right, grab your guitars. Let's hear one more song before you guys are cut loose. So what are we going to hear now?
This is a tune from our first full-length CD. It's called Breakaway.
Breakaway.
This is a fan favorite.
All right, cool.
At least we like to think.
All right, from the band Out for Hours, here we go.
And that's when life picks you up when you're feeling down. And time never does slow down.
And you break away. Break away.
Well, I don't need your loneliness and maybe I don't need your love. I don't believe in what you're made of. Close my eyes, I begin to fall. And I see you awaiting, awaiting through it all. Now I know you. When I feel alright, time will show you how I feel alive. That's when life picks you up when you're feeling down. Time never does slow down.
And you break away. Break away.
I don't need your loneliness and maybe I don't need your love. I don't believe in what you're made of.
close my eyes, drifting in for more. Daylight takes me to that time before. Now I know you, and I feel alright. And time will show you how I feel alive. And that's when life picks you up when you're feeling down. And time never does slow down.
And you break away.
Yeah, yeah.
Break away.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need your loneliness, and maybe I don't need your love. I don't believe in what you're made of. Make it, oh, make it.
Nice, guys. Really, really good. You guys are good, man.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, thank
really,
you,
really cool, man. All right. Yeah. So the gig is this Saturday at the Metro. The band is called Out for Hours. Frankie, Chris, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for
having
us. I
appreciate it. It's always great. I love having, you know, live music in the studio, and you guys are great.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.